This is Nation Talk.
Welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. This edition is brought to you by our business technology partner, CDW Canada. CDW can be found on the internet at cdw.ca.
Good evening, it's Frank from Nation Talk, and tonight we're being joined by Joanne Smoke from Ojibwa Tribal Council. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about you, the Ojibwa Tribal Council, some of the First Nations you work with. Go ahead and lead us in there.
Well, I'm proud to say I'm an Anishinaabeg woman from the Alderville First Nation. Alderville, as you know, is just a small reserve. We're located about 1 hour east of Toronto. I have one handsome son, Sean, and a granddaughter named Emma, and I'm very excited to announce that I'm going to be a grandmother again. I've been working at the Ogamaj Tribal Council for about the past 13 years. When I first started in 95, I had the position of policy development advisor. But in 2001, I got the position for the executive director and currently hold that position and loving it every day.
What did you do before 1995?
I actually worked for my own First Nation, the Alderville First Nation, as the economic development officer. I was there for 8 years, and that was very challenging and rewarding as well.
This is a big challenge for a lot of women in the workforce, a lot of women in business. I know a lot of people are fascinated about work, balancing work, home, careers, things like that. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I'm very fortunate to work with an excellent professional team of advisors at the OTC. We call it OTC for short, Ogimwa's Tribal Council. A lot of people have trouble with that. We're governed by a board of 6 First Nation chiefs who are amazing to work with, very supportive. We have a great environment there, which allows us to do the work we need to do, but also we do have our own family lives and social, personal. Everything does fit together nicely there, so it's a very welcoming atmosphere to work in at the Tribal Council.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what OTC and your team does for your First Nations?
All the tribal councils actually in Ontario are mandated by our funding agreements. We're funded through the Indian and Northern Affairs Canada under the Tribal Council policy. So we're basically responsible for the same 5 core service areas, and that's economic development, technical support, community planning, financial management, and governance. A lot of the work we do is considered second-level delivery services, so we work directly with the First Nations. Our mandate is to help to support each First Nation in getting their governments up to snuff and so that they can take more control over their own administrations.
How many people does the OTC work with, support, deal, are encouraged to grow, if that's the case, under some of your mandates?
We have 6 First Nations who are affiliated with the OTC, the Chippewas of Beausoleil, the Chippewas of Georgina Island, the Chippewas of Rama, the Mississaugas of Alderville, the Mississaugas of Scugog Island, and the Potawatomi of Moose Deer Point. They're very small reserves in general. There's a higher population base that lives off reserve, but mostly we're working with the First Nations and the land bases on reserve. So when you put all of them together, it's probably less than 5,000 membership that are living on the reserve. They're responsible for a wide range of, just you name it, everything that affects your daily life. That's what the government of the First Nations are responsible for. So it's our role to help assist in any way to support their development.
I met quite a few business enterprises that fall under your part of your areas of responsibility to help them grow. Is that one of your core deliverables, I guess, that you're trying to really help your businesses? And what about some of the other tribal councils? I'm sure you deal and speak with them and trade information. Maybe you can also touch on some of those folks.
Within Ontario, there's 14 other tribal councils. We're kind of geographically representative in Ontario. Our region is considered southeastern Ontario. each of us as tribal councils, we're mandated by our member First Nations to deliver the services that they deemed as important and priorities to them. So I can't speak for the other tribal councils because we're all unique in that we're driven by needs base from our First Nations. So the other tribal councils, maybe farther north, have different needs and concerns than they do in the south. We're there we have a specialized service. Each one of us specializes in different areas, but we all strive for the same thing, is to help support our First Nations.
Would it be fair to say a business or other peoples on First Nations, they could go to their tribal council, look for help or look for ideas, look for assistance?
We've been given a mandate to prioritize economic development and community development. So part of that is support to small businesses, private entrepreneurs, whether they're functioning or operating their businesses on reserve or off reserve. It really doesn't matter. The support is there to help them succeed in whatever business venture they're into. We assist with proposal writing, trying to access various funding sources for either expanding their business or even starting up their businesses. We assist with business plan development, anything that we can help support the business development. That's what we're there for. In each of our First Nations, if they don't have an economic development base, they're really relying on government funding, and I don't think anybody wants to be in that position for very long. So economic development is the priority of our tribal council to help support that for our First Nations.
Talking about government, do you have any comment about the recent announcement by Prime Minister Harper? A year ago, he was indicating that there was no apology required. Recently, he did make an apology. What are your feelings?
I think it's an excellent start and long overdue. The ramifications and the implications of those that residential school system is still evident. There's a lot of deep scars and deep wounds that were created back in those days, and it's still evident in some of the children, the offspring of those individuals who attended those institutions. It's going to take a long time for that to come full circle and for everybody to heal, but at least a national apology is a great start to that, and I think the Aboriginal communities and those people affected were really sincere in their appreciation for the government for finally stepping forward and at least making that step to try to heal this country.
Maybe 5 years ago, some of the social and or infrastructure requirements were more front and center. Today, you're talking about economic development at the business level, and that's good for everybody, I think, especially some of the younger people who really want to rely on themselves.
The social problems and all the health issues, I think they're all connected. If we can self-support and create a better economic base for our people, our lifestyles are going to improve. Our children and our youth are going to have more employment. They're not going to be out there abusing drugs and other substances. I think it's all intertwined. I think if we get our communities healthy and economic development is important, and if we can get that moving ahead, moving forward, again, nobody wants to rely on government handouts. We want to do it for ourselves. We want to develop ourselves so that, you know, we can be proud to have people coming into our communities and visiting our businesses and shopping locally and driving the local economy. You can't have one without the other, so they're all interconnected. The social, the health, and the well-being of our community is all dependent on the economic viabilities and sustainabilities in our community. So, and we're really focusing a lot on youth entrepreneurship, really trying to get the youth connected with thinking about small business entrepreneurship. We held an agreement with Canada for employment and training, so youth is a focus of that. We call it the Otter Board. It's the Ogamwaj Tribal Training Economic Resources Board. They're a very strong influence in promoting employment initiatives, and they are targeting the youth. Hopefully that'll make things happen in our communities.
Joanne, thanks for spending some time with Nation Talk and its audience. And congratulations for all the really good work it sounds like you're doing. Good luck to you now and good luck to you in the future. And thanks for joining Nation Talk.
Miigwech, thanks for having us.
This edition has been brought to you by CDW Canada. CDW Canada, your business technology partner, can be found on the internet at cdw.ca.
For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.